Today, the State House Community and Regional Affairs Committee heard from several people about the sorry state of law and order for Alaska Natives. Legislators asked them why they think the state is the source of the problem, but the person in the best position to answer that question couldn't make it to the hearing. The Attorney General had a scheduling conflict. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
The chairman of the Indian Law and Order Commission, Troy Ide, says the commission studied issues for Native Americans across the country, but in a recent report singled out Alaska because of the level of violence Alaska Natives experience.
We're talking about a state where victims of domestic violence are suffering those assaults at roughly 10 times the national average. And by some indications, sexual assaults are roughly 12 times the national average. You have the highest suicide rate, not just in the United States, but one of the very highest in the entire Western Hemisphere among Alaska Natives.
Ide says the commissioners brought different perspectives to the report, but unanimously agreed the problem is Alaska's outdated, centralized approach.
But I can tell you emphatically that all nine of us, Republicans and Democrats, Native and non-Native, men and women, we all think Alaska's on the wrong track. You cannot continue to have this centralized state system and support it in the manner in which it's been supported and expect anything other than disproportionately high rates of violent crime and a very wasteful system that, frankly, as taxpayers, is just not acceptable.
Ide says the state is not just headed in the wrong direction, it's antagonistic to tribes.
It's in every Alaskan's interest to save that kind of money and to not have an environment where you spend more money litigating against your natives than all the other states in the United States combined.
Unlike tribes in the lower 48, which for the most part were formed through treaties, Alaska tribes were formed under a process created by the Indian Reorganization Act of 1935. Then the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 transferred title to traditional homelands to for-profit corporations, not tribes. When committee members asked how villages could exercise jurisdiction when they don't own land, Ide said tribal sovereignty is not land-based. He suggested the state set aside land disputes and work with tribes to create a system that allows for problem-solving at the local level.
Much as if you were drawing a line for a borough or for a city or a township or a municipality, you'd just draw a government line. You wouldn't necessarily worry about who owned the specific land. You would say, here's a line that makes sense for self-government. And all I'm suggesting is that you could do the same thing with your Native nations. You could find a way to make this a more locally based system without having to solve every fight over land.
Michelle DeWitt of Bethel says she's worked in the field of domestic violence for 20 years. When asked why she thinks the state so strongly opposes tribal sovereignty, she said it's dug in defending a broken system.
The state spends significant resources defending issues around land, and then that impacts social policy, and it impacts the ability to move forward on other platforms.
People also testified local law enforcement and judges are starved for resources, saying most tribal judges are unpaid or receive only part-time pay. Village Public Safety Officer James Holscher of Hooper Bay says he has a car, office, and housing, three essentials he says many VPSOs are not provided.
If you sat down and you listened to the majority of VPSOs, I think most of us would be surprised to hear what they are not offered or what is not provided to them. That is essential for them being in their communities to work.
Holscher says domestic violence, search and rescue, fires, and gun incidents would be more manageable and less worrisome if he had backup closer to Hooper Bay.
They meet the best conditions. Even with that, the response time can be hours. And that's something that weighs heavy on my mind, and I know it weighs heavy on a lot of VPSOs' minds, that they may be alone in a situation where nobody should be alone in.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee co-chair Ben Nyack wrapped up the hearing, saying the committee will extend another invitation to the Attorney General and to other agency representatives to tell their side of the story. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.